Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
About a half hour left to go in the program as we continue to get you warmed up for Eagles and Commanders coming up tomorrow from Lincoln Financial Field. The right to punch your ticket to the biggest game of them all, the Super Bowl. That is what is on the line tomorrow. Throw out the records. Throw out what happened during the regular season. Throw out all the numbers. Tomorrow is do or die for the Washington Commanders. If you're just now joining us here on 106.7 The Fan, you've missed out. It's been an absolute treat riding with you all for the past 2.5 hours. It has been an electric show full of emotional highs and emotional lows. Right now, if I'm being real, I may be in the midst of an emotional low. If you're just now joining us, and if you live under a rock as a Commanders fan, according to Mike Garofolo of the NFL Network, the Washington Commanders have officially ruled out defensive tackle Deron Payne with a knee and finger injury. He will not participate in tomorrow's NFC Championship game against the Philadelphia Eagles. It's an epic blow, man. I will be real with you. And I understand that there is the next man up mentality. I understand that you got to do what you got to do to walk away a winner. Philadelphia doesn't care that you're without Sam Cosmi. Philadelphia can give a rat's ass that you're without Deron Payne. I get all of that. But to act as if this isn't a massive blow, you got to be kidding yourselves. We'll go back out to the phones. Your reaction to the Deron Payne news, and then an X factor on the offensive and defensive side of the football. Fred in Bristow's been on hold the longest. Fred, we appreciate you waiting.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call, and I really appreciate your show. It's a great program.
I appreciate you, man.
Well, I think, first of all, with regards to Deron Payne, my feelings on that are just real sadness for him, more than anything else, that he won't be able to partake in the game tomorrow, which I'm sure he'd give anything to do.
Yes.
But my X factor is that despite the loss of Deron Payne, I believe that this will apply to all of the teams, the special teams, offense, and defense. And that is their faith in each other.
I 100% agree.
If they can maintain that, then they are going to win regardless of what is thrown against them, the odds against them. They're going to prevail. And not only that, but I believe they're going to continue to prevail on and through the Super Bowl. And I just hope that Deron can still get a ring if he can't play in the bowl game. But that's my thoughts.
Fred, I appreciate you as always, man. One of the absolute favorites. Appreciate you chiming in as always. 1-800-636-1067. I gave you my offensive X factor in this football game. I thought it was Deami Brown. He has been huge during this postseason. And I've said it a couple of different times throughout the show, so excuse me if I sound like a broken record. I just think the emergence of Deami Brown perfectly kind of, you know, describes and encapsulates what this football team is, man. a cast of misfit toys that not a lot of people outside of the building believe in, but they put their head down, they grind, they work, and they let the chips fall where they may. Diami is my X factor on the offensive side of the football. On the defensive side of the football, it's easy for me to go with one of the interior defensive linemen, but if you're just now joining, I look at the edge rushers in this game, man. Philadelphia wants to run the football on the perimeter. That's how you have the big home runs, is when you're able to compromise the integrity of the defense by getting the defensive ends to lose contain. Those edge rushers, Dante Fowler, Frankie Louvu, Dorrance Armstrong, Jalen Holmes, they got to play like men possessed, right? They're going up against the best offensive tackle tandem in the National Football League, talking about Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata. Both dudes stand at 6'8 and are massive, massive, massive individuals. Fowler is an undersized defensive end. Louvu is an undersized defensive end. You got to play big. You got to play big in order to have this not get out of hand tomorrow afternoon. And I'm sitting here trying to figure it out, and I'm a fan just like you are all, man, just like you all are. I'm a fan just like you. And I want to tell a story here real quick, because a lot of you, you know, sometimes get me even worked up, man, when you talk about, oh, we love your energy, we love your passion. This isn't no facade. This isn't a joke to me. I bleed burgundy and gold. As objective as I am about the team, as critical as I am about this group, I bleed this. If it wasn't for my love of this football team, I wouldn't be sitting in this chair right now. I remember being an 8-year-old playing Madden 05 with Mike Vick on the cover, turning off the announcers on the game and commentating the game my damn self, and biting the hell out of my PlayStation 2 controller when Sean Springs' ass would get dusted in coverage. I remember it. This is what controls my emotions at times throughout my high school life. I bleed this, man. I grew up in a Cowboys household. And I stayed strong during the tough years. I didn't let my aunt and uncle persuade me to root for the bad guys. I'm not new to this. I am true to this. I've told the story on air before, so if you've heard it, bear with me. I had a rule in my household growing up, man. You got anything lower than a C, you were put on punishment to the very next report card. And then if you're a product of Montgomery County Public Schools, you realize that is 9 long-ass weeks. So bear with me here for a second. I remember, I believe it was my 7th grade year, my 8th grade year. Never have I ever been punished during football season, because as you all know, those first report cards don't come out until the football season is over with. So I never, ever was in jeopardy of missing my team, no matter how poor my grades were. But, man, this 8th grade year of middle school, my aunt and uncle wasn't having it. My interims came home jacked up. D's on it, C's. Grades weren't up to snuff. My aunt and uncle said, you know what? You're punished now. The hell to wait until the report card. And I'm a younger guy, right, 27 years of age, but I'm not like some of these soft-ass millennials that don't know what a punishment is. Y'all talk about being on punishment. You still got your iPad. You still got to watch TV. Wasn't the life I live, man. I was raised by 2 brilliant individuals, and I wouldn't be the man I am today without them, but they had some wicked ways. My punishment, don't leave your room unless you got to go to the bathroom or you're getting something to eat. And I didn't have a TV in my room. I didn't have a cell phone when I was in the 8th grade. So you know how I got my news? On the Washington Commanders, I cut on 106.7 The Fan. And I put my ear to the radio, had it on silent. I was listening to the Sports Junkies Monday morning to figure out if we won or not before school. And then there was one game day I'll never forget. I believe we were at home and we were wearing the throwback uniforms, the brown, ugly uniforms. The dark, dark burgundy that didn't have the brown helmets, I believe. And the way my household was, every Sunday, my aunt and uncle, one, my uncle would go down to his father's house to watch the Cowboys game. And then two, my aunt does feminine things on Sundays, like every woman does. They go out and she runs her errands. So one Sunday, I was so distraught about missing the Commander game. This was my first Sunday I was going to have to miss. I said, the hell with that. I lived in a condo in Montgomery County, Maryland. And in that condo, there was a top lock and a bottom lock. So you know what I'd do? I'd run out in the living room. We had Comcast back then. I would take a picture of what channel the TV was on, what volume it was on, all of that. And I'd flip it over to the Commanders game. And when I heard that top lock go clink, clink, I hit last, ran my ass back in the room, and cut the TV off. So don't tell me I don't love this group. Don't tell me I don't bleed burgundy and gold because I get a little negative sometimes. I risked getting my ass whipped. Whipped to watch this football team. I love him like a brother. Manuel's in California. What's going on, brother?
Hey, how you doing, man? Hey, thanks for taking the call. And, man, the shocking news. I was actually going to say my X factor was on defense was going to be Deron Payne.
Wow.
And John with their championship, you know, experience, national championship experience at Alabama. But dang it, I guess that's out. So I'm just going to rely on on John Allen to really disrupt and really have a game, make a name for himself.
I agree, man. I appreciate the call as always. 1-800-636-1067. I just, telling that story always brings back memories, man, because it's like, damn, think about it. I was doing that for a team that was like 4-13 that year. Really think about how, that was the game where Darrell Young scored 3 touchdowns. I know y'all remember it. I think it was against the Chargers or the Titans, one of the two teams. It was some random AFC game. It was late in the season. We were already out of contention because, duh, we're always out of contention come November. Not until now. Not until now. 60 minutes, people. 60 minutes separates this football team from the Super Bowl. It's hard to even put it into words. It's hard to fathom it. 60 minutes. 60 minutes, man. And y'all know how I get down with this thing, man. 60 minutes separates us from the Super Bowl, separates us from history. We get to bear witness to one of the greatest rookie seasons, not one of the, damn it, the greatest rookie season of all time from the quarterback, Jaden Daniels. And this group is special. I say it all the time. I don't want to make it just about the quarterback because it's not. Disco got on me earlier for calling them an average football team with an elite quarterback. Disco, I get where you're coming from, and I'm glad you got on me. Because I deserve to be smacked upside the head sometimes. But damn it, you all get my point. This is a team of destiny. I don't want to hear about being happy to be here. I don't want to hear about we're playing with house money. The hell with all of that. You can take your house money and go gamble it. We're here to win. There's no going back. There is no tomorrow. We're going to find out tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern time, who the phony tough is and who's got the crazy brave in them. Point blank, period. I don't know if y'all have ever seen, was it State Property? Hey, Mac, I know you know about State Property. What beans say? You either going to get down or lay down. And that's the mentality Washington's got to have tomorrow at Lincoln Financial, man. Jamal's in D.C. What's up, Maul?
Hey, thanks for having me, man. You're right about D-Pain, man. That is a major loss for us, right? And I want to say, man, it's always the next man up with us because I feel like whoever take his spot or whoever they put in that place for tomorrow going to be the X factor because he's going to have all of the defense and all of the team rooting for him to or bringing that energy to him to make sure that he can live up to some degree of what Payne was doing out there. Now, I want to say one more thing, too.
Uh-huh.
We beat the number 3 seed. We beat the number 1 seed. And we're going to beat the number 2 seed.
Amen.
You understand? Make no mistake about that. We're going to win tomorrow, and we're going to win because whoever they put in there to take Payne's spot going to be the X factor on defense. You understand? Now, on offense, y'all might disagree with me, but I feel like the field goal kicker is going to be the X factor. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate your call as always, Jamal. You're spot on. 1-800-636-1067. Lines have been full all show long. I haven't participated in something like this before. Every time someone hangs up, someone's coming in. Let's go to Brad in Fort Tobacco. What's going on, Brad?
Hey, Big Boss. Thanks for taking my call.
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing all right, but so I was headed to Ocean City to see my buddy's his daughter's turning one, and when I heard the news about the Ron, I was on the Bay Bridge.
Oh my Lord.
And I thought for a second about taking a hard turn right.
Hold on now. We're glad we got you still.
But I decided against it because I have three factors to win this game. The first one that people are forgetting about, there's someone that we got to keep out of the end zone, and it's not Saquon Barkley. And if you're a real Redskins fan, you know we got to keep Jahan Dotson out of the end zone. Jahan Dotson. The old team would have let him right in, and that would have been the game, and it would have been a big FU to us. But I don't think this team's going to do that.
They better not. If Jahan Dotson gets in the end zone, Brad, we got a real problem. Brad, I got to let you go because the lines are absolutely loaded. We'll give everybody 60 seconds here. We got to take a quick timeout. When we come back, more of your calls next here on The Fan.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
One final segment as we continue to get you geared up for Commanders and Eagles coming up on Sunday. And hey, Mac, you can go ahead and light the cords up, man, because I'm telling you, there is only one man that is primed and ready for tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern time. We got the breaking news that Deron Payne is ruled out with a knee injury, but guess what the Lord says? You give your strongest battles to your toughest soldiers. And the Washington Commanders tomorrow is do or die for this group. 25-plus years of infutility comes to a screeching halt tomorrow. It has been 33 years since the Washington Commanders last punched their ticket to the Super Bowl. And oh, I got a feeling that tomorrow is the beginning of something special. Yes, it's been a season I'll never forget. I told the story a moment ago. Everybody's got a reason as to why they're crazy as hell over this group. Everyone's got a reason as to why they've stuck around for the past 25 years, and mine's is special. I peeled the curtain back a little bit in the last segment. If you're just now joining us, you get to hear it again. I am an addict for the burgundy and gold. I'm wearing the damn patch right now. I bleed it. This team was a fabric of my childhood. It's the reason I sit in this chair right now in front of you all. I remember cutting my TV off or muting the TV, playing Madden, commentating the games, biting the hell out of my controller when I got frustrated. I remember what I went through in eighth grade to watch this product. I'm a product of the struggle. I had a rule in my house, if you got any grade lower than a C on your report card, you were punished till the next one. That's 9 weeks in Montgomery County, man. My uncle on Sundays would go down the road to his father's house to watch the Cowboy games. My aunt would do lady things, running her errands. I lived in a condo. We had two locks on the door. Sundays when they left, what am I doing? Running in the living room, cutting on the TV, writing down the last channel it was on, and watching the god-awful product. And my aunt and uncle, I got caught one time. They would ask me, well, why is it worth doing it? This is why it's worth it. Tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern time, it is do or die for the Washington Commanders. That's going to do it. I appreciate you all joining us. Your calls on the phone lines today have been absolutely awesome. There's only one way to send us out, man. Here, as we get geared up for Eagles and Commanders, the right to go to the Super Bowl. There's only one way to play us out as we get geared up for the biggest game of my lifetime. Coming up tomorrow from Lincoln Financial Field, my official prediction, give me Washington 27-31.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.